October is the perfect time for spooky books, but the spookiness doesn't have to end there. The annual Spook-O-Meter may come down, but enjoy all things horror all year round with the BWG Library's Horror e-newsletter. Heidi, the library's horror enthusiast, curates a bi-monthly e-newsletter that is perfect for anyone looking to explore the horror genre. Heidi recommends trying horror because it lets you escape the everyday humdrum and dive into a world of chills and thrills. Click here to subscribe to the Horror e-newsletter and be sure to check out our other newsletters, including psychological thrillers, fantasy and science fiction, romance and more. For anyone looking for their next horror read today, here is what Heidi recommends. A Little Spooky. Later by Stephen King. The son of a struggling single mother, Jamie Conklin just wants an ordinary childhood. But Jamie is no ordinary child. Born with an unnatural ability his mom urges him to keep secret, Jamie can see what no one else can see and learn what no one else can learn. But the cost of using this ability is higher than Jamie can imagine, as he discovers when an NYPD detective draws him into the pursuit of a killer who has threatened to strike from beyond the grave. Later, as Stephen King at his finest, a terrifying and touching story of innocence lost and the trials that test our sense of right and wrong. With echoes of King's classic novel It, later as a powerful, haunting, unforgettable exploration of what it takes to stand up to evil in all the faces it wears. Welcome to the Pineaway Motel and Cabins by Katarina Bivold, a charming tale of a ramshackle roadside motel. A heartwarming story of love, friendship, community, and the art of living, even when it's already too late. The Pine Creek Motel has seen better days. Henny would call it charming, but she's always seen the best in things. Like now, when she's just met an untimely end crossing the road. She's not going to let a tiny thing like death stop her from living fully. Not when her friends and family need her the most. After the funeral is over, her body is buried, and the last casserole dish is empty, Henny is still around. She's not sure why, but she realizes she has one last opportunity to help her friends discover the happiness they once knew before they lose the motel and cabins they've cherished for years. Horror with a thriller twist. Home Before Dark by Riley Sager. Every house has a story to tell and a secret to share. 25 years ago, Maggie Holt and her parents moved into Bainbury Hall, a rambling Victorian estate in the Vermont woods. 3 weeks later, they fled in the dead of night, an ordeal her father recounted in a memoir called House of Horrors. His story of supernatural happenings and malevolent spirits became a worldwide phenomenon, rivaling the Amityville Horror in popularity and skepticism. Maggie was too young to remember any of the horrific events that supposedly took place, and as an adult she doesn't believe a word of her father's claims. Ghosts, after all, don't exist. When she inherits Bainbury Hall after his death and returns to renovate the place and sell it, her homecoming is anything but warm. The locals aren't thrilled that their small town has been made infamous, and human characters with starring roles in House of Horrors are waiting in the shadows. Absolute Horror. Near the Bone by Christina Henry. A woman trapped on a mountain attempts to survive more than one kind of monster, in a dread-inducing horror novel from the national best-selling author Christina Henry. Maddie can't remember a time before she and William lived alone on a mountain together. She must never make him upset. But when Maddie discovers the mutilated body of a fox in the woods, she realizes that they're not alone after all. There's something in the woods that wasn't there before, something that makes strange cries in the night, something with sharp teeth and claws. When three strangers appear on the mountaintop looking for the creature in the woods, Maddie knows their presence will anger William. Terrible things happen when William is angry.